الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. In life, many of us may have experienced this situation, that where we happen to go out on an errand, and as we reach that shop or that marketplace, then we purchase whatever we needed to purchase. But on arrival and return back home, then only do we realize that there were few more items that we were supposed to purchase. But it had just slipped our minds and we had forgotten about it. But then that is not a very great tragedy that has struck us, because it is quite simple for us to go back and buy whatever we had forgotten to buy. And then we find that there is another situation, that a person is about to depart on a foreign flight, on an international flight, and as he arrives at the airport, he realizes that now he has forgotten his passport back home. Now this is even worse. But again, it is either that he can return home very quickly and come back with his passport, or either miss the flight and rebook his whole trip. But then there is one type of a situation, that where a person forgets something, and then it is eternal doom and destruction. And that is when a person lives his entire life, and he forgets what life is all about. And then when he comes right to the gates of immigration to the hereafter, then only does the realization strike him that what I was chasing all along in life, that was the wrong goal. I had the wrong ambitions, the wrong desires. But by then it is too late. Here there is no chance of a person coming back and then correcting himself, amending himself, correcting his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Qur'an Majeed, that believer who had not spent his life correctly, he had not spent his wealth correctly, then come the moment of death, so at that time he would lament, he would cry, that وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That now at that crucial moment in time, now the realization strikes him. Now he remembers that I had forgotten something in life. And then he would lament, he would plead. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. No person will be granted a second chance. There is no second opportunity in life. There is just one chance and one opportunity. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again in the Qur'an Majeed reminds us of the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of our original and our ultimate goal and purpose in life. And that is to gain Jannah to gain the pleasure and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Majeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully describes this. That إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as a deal, as a bargain that He has struck with each one of us. That إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us various resources of life that are at our disposal. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ishtara min al-mu'mineen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving it to us, He has offered to purchase it from us. Purchase our lives, purchase our wealth, the resources that we have at our disposal. And in return, what is this bargain all about? بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us jannat in return. But here again, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He wants to purchase from us our lives and our wealth and our resources, so it isn't that now we cannot utilize it, we cannot enjoy the various bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is meant is that whatever we have been granted, that should be utilized in accordance to the pleasure and happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on further to explain, يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. That when the opportunities of jihad arise, then such people will go out fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, killing their enemies and then being killed and attaining the high ranks of martyrdom, the high ranks of shahadat, and then being granted their ultimate goal, and that is jannah. And when we examine the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then each one of them had this before them, that they understood that life is not just about enjoyment, life is not just about gaining the pleasure and happiness of worldly richness, worldly wealth, material possessions, but rather greater than that is to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ultimately gain the opportunity of entry into Jannah. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, that رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. That this was their constant search, their constant ambition and desire, that to gain the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For they understood that once they would secure the grace and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Jannah is theirs. They will be able to be granted that entry into Jannah. And thus, at every moment in life, whenever opportunities arise for them to be able to gain Jannah, they made themselves available. That when you look at the different campaigns of jihad that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had undertaken or had sent out the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were ever ready to just go ahead and give up their lives, for they understood that our goal and purpose in life and our true ambition and desire in life is to gain Jannah. So life to them was totally immaterial. The richness of this wealth of this world meant nothing to them. Though they may have had it, they may have possessed it, but it wasn't within their hearts, it was only to their hands. So on the occasion of the battle of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after spending the entire night in dua, pleading and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and then announced to them that there is the glad tidings of Jannah for those who will strive and go ahead and give their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a sahabi by the name of Sayyiduna Umayr radiallahu ta'ala an, so immediately upon hearing this, he exclaimed and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that now I am prepared to go ahead and give my life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this from him, So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if this is true, then definitely Jannah is for you. And then the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum took out a few dates, a few kajur from his quiver. And he was about to eat it before going out and setting out to enter into the thick of the battle. And then the thought crossed his mind that why should he delay for even these few moments? And then he cast aside these few dates and these few kajurs. And then he went into the thick of the battle until he gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we compare our lives to the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then many a times, not just one day, weeks at times would pass when not even the thought of Jannah will cross our minds. That we will not even think of the Akhirah, we will not even think of the hereafter. Whereas a true believer is such that at all times, he should have his focus and his goal and his gaze on the Akhirah. His desire and his ambition in life should be the attainment of Jannah, the acquisition of the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in emulation of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was another Sahabi, father and son, Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the father Hazrat Khat'ama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So both father and son, when the announcement was made for the battle of Badr, so both of them got ready to go out. But the father, Hazrat Khat'ama radiallahu ta'ala an, told the son, Hazrat Sa'd, that now you remain behind and take care of the woman folk, take care of the people at home, and I will go out, for I am desirous of Jannah. So the son, Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an, he replied and said, that I cannot allow this, that I want to gain Jannah and give you preference over myself. So until they decided that let us draw lots, and whoever's name comes out, then he will go out and join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they drew lots, the name of Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an, the son came out. So he went out and joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as was his desire and goal, to gain Jannah, to gain martyrdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with martyrdom, and he gained and he attained his Jannah. And the father all along, after this battle, was extremely desirous of joining Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for another jihad, another opportunity, so that he may give his life just as how his son had given his life. So it wasn't very long that the next year, the third year after Hijrah, that the battle of Uhud came about. So the night before, Hazrat Khat'ama radiallahu ta'ala an sees his son Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an in a dream. And the son is inviting his father that come over to us. So the moment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an should make preparations, immediately the father himself, he put his name forward to go out and join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he explained that now nothing can hold me back, for I have seen my son and he has invited me to come over and join him in Jannah. And he also joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fought until he gained martyrdom. But then the question will come about that when it comes to us and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and looking at their lives, so they had these opportunities of jihad where they would be able to give up their lives and sacrifice their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they would be able to gain that martyrdom and that shahadat and gain that immediate entry into Jannah. And for us, with these opportunities of jihad, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a lengthy hadith, in a lengthy narration, had once explained in one part of it, that who is a true mujahid? That al-mujahid man jahada fi ta'atillah. That a true mujahid is he who strives in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That though the opportunities of going and fighting in the battlefield may not arise, but yes, there is that opportunity of fighting against our desires, fighting against the various invitations of the environment around us. And that is the true jihad for each one of us. That daily we find that firstly within our own selves, our nafs, that we are tempted towards so many evils and so many vices. The environment around us invites us towards so many evils, towards so many wrongs. Now that is the jihad that we will need to fight. We'll undergo that struggle for his entire life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having this goal in mind, this ambition and desire in mind, that I will undergo this difficulty of suppressing my desires, of going against the norms of society, that people may say what they want to say. But I know that Jannah is my ultimate goal. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained, that Jannah is not something that is cheap. That ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. That this bargain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has struck with us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us something in exchange for it. So this deal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has struck with us, so the commodity that we are going to receive in exchange, which is Jannah, this is expensive, meaning that you would have to strive to gain that Jannah. That it isn't something that will just come on the plate and you will just gain immediate entry into Jannah. There will be that strive, there would be that struggle that a person will have to undergo. And for us, this is that struggle, that where we will have to fight our desires, go against the tides of the time, and understand and make this our goal in life, that Jannah is what we need to attain. And the more we ponder, the more we reflect upon this, the easier it would be for us to remain firm upon deen. But then if we get caught up in the other activities of this world, and where we make our goal in life, our ambition in life, just the acquisition of material possessions, then that is where we tend to forget our ultimate goal. And that is when we forget to make or undergo the struggle for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, when you look at the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then they understood this very well, that when it came to things of this world, then there was a limit, that the things of this world never distracted them from gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It never distracted them from fulfilling their obligations and their duties unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in the Quran Majeed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this fact as well, that though they may have been involved and engaged in the acquisition of worldly and material wealth, but that was not something that had taken root very deep within their hearts. That رِجَالُ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بِيعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. That who were the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? They were the true men of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That their business engagements and activities did not distract them. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بِيعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. From the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the establishment of salah, from the discharging of zakah. Why? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that they had the akhirat always before them. That was always foremost within their minds. That where the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had that fear of the day when they would have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and render an account of all their deeds and all their actions. And this then became a barrier between them and between breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to instill within our lives, that level of realization, that where we, despite our involvements and our engagements in worldly pursuits, in the acquisition of wealth, but that would not distract us. Our goal and true ambition in life, which would be Jannah, that would become the barrier to stop us from breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us in the Mubarak hadith the various du'as to read. That one is the du'as to read for entry into Jannah. The du'as to read to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, the du'a to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that level of fear that would become a barrier between us and between the breaking of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such iman and such conviction in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would make it easy for us to undergo the turbulent times of life that we may experience during this transitory period of our lives. So when we wish to attain the everlasting bounties of Jannah, then we should study the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, understand what their goals in life, and then emulate them so that we may be able to gain Jannah. This is how they had gained Jannah. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns our direction away from the acquisition of material possessions towards the acquisition of the everlasting bounties of Jannah, and to gain his everlasting pleasure. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.